Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to yet another exciting episode of Talker Moments. Today I have a guest that I'm supposed to be fighting with.
You can't fight me.
We're supposed to be. Because apparently you came for me 10 years ago, bitch. How you gonna come for me 10 years ago?
I think I apologize in year 8, year 6, and year 4. I remember actually on your other show.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Okay, you get shows, yeah. On your other show, you were like, why did you even bring that up? I forgot about it.
I forgot. But your people brought it back. I was... One day, one evening, I woke up and I was trending on Twitter. Mad. And it was like, oh my God, she came for... And I said, came for who, how, when, this. And then they dug up... The way these people can dig up shit. They dug up tweets from 10 years plus. And said that we were not speaking.
I may even have mentioned it.
We are speaking. You mentioned it in the house.
I may have mentioned that maybe the occurrence happened, but not that we were not speaking.
Well, did you mention it?
It's possible. See, when I was there, I just had like no filter.
Yeah.
I don't recall that I did, but yeah. it's possible.
Yeah.
So that may be where they went to go and dig run it up from.
Because I was actually shocked, genuinely. Because I was like, what exactly? But welcome back.
Thank
from your
you.
Journey.
Thank you. I'm sorry that they dragged you
no,
through.
No, it's okay. I mean,
through
come
it
on.
With me. Sorry.
Come on. It was just one of those things where I thought, you know, everyone, we've moved past that.
Yes.
And of course, there'll be. When it comes to this sort of reality TV shows, first that was, how is your mental health, my girl?
Shambles.
You know what I give you? Are always very
but I'm holding
honest
up.
And very, 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 I don't know how you guys do it. I don't know how, you know, I just don't think I'm reality TV unscripted material.
Oh, well, you actually would make very good material.
You think so?
But you wouldn't want that. Like nakedness, so
yeah, I think because I got to film at Biggie's house after you guys had left,
yeah,
and I realized I don't salute you guys enough. I don't like people, and to have that many people, I don't know how I would have gotten through weeks and weeks of that. But I think you gave us quite a show because you were one of the most talked about people.
I
this
heard.
Season,
I'm still talking about me,
and they have a name for you.
I have a few names.
Van Beta.
Have
you heard
names.
That one?
I've heard that one before. I've heard others. That one's not sweet. No jig.
Eh.
Yeah.
Which other ones did you hear?
Venom. I like that one. I like that one because Venom is a superhero. He got powers. So,
girl, do you think that you were like a mean girl this season?
I think, you know, so let me go straight into where this thing started.
Yeah.
We had house guests that came in. Mm-hmm. And obviously the house guests are privy to information before the show.
Oh.
However, it may not necessarily mean that they all watch like religiously.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess when they came in, when there was like a fresh, you know, dynamic flip, some people were kind of like trying to gauge and find how they could communicate what the current story was when they last checked. Mm. So when you were about to go into this kind of experience, there's a process that they put you through. And I can't really talk about all that. Of it.
Yeah, of course.
But any information they had would have been like quite postdated before they actually were able to come into the house. And there are people who said they didn't say anything, but, you know, there was like exchanging of notes, dropping in the bathroom, people reading and doing whichever.
They did that one?
I don't know if you recall, there was a time Biggie took all our writing material away. So there was a time Biggie took all our writing material away, and it was for purposes
like that
that include
that. Do you think that people were sharing information with other people about people in the house?
They were definitely sharing information. So when I was in one of the parties, that had reached my ear. And I guess the person told me it in a way like, okay, maybe you can adjust or do whichever. And I was like, I'm Venito. You know, I'm actually I did carry cutlass for many things. You know, I don't play with my work.
She said cutlass.
I don't play with the standards of relationships that I keep with people. And so if you do ever find yourself on the other side of me, you know, I don't play about that either. So yeah, I just think I'm just very good with my sword. I don't think
it's the sword here, your mouth.
Yes, I would say my mouth.
Yeah.
But in actual fact, there was definitely balance. There have been, you know, other videos circulating even from housemates that I've had disputes with, which indicate, you know, that it's not quite as it seems. And I know who I am, so I'm not too, I wasn't too stressed about it, you know. But my explosive time is probably when I am.
Do you feel like, do you feel like people don't cut you enough slacks in the sense that the whole purpose of this is for you to be yourself and then you are yourself and then it's like you are too much of yourself? You know, should you have then now been not yourself in order to not get this sort of level of, you know, hate?
I don't know. I'm actually going to leave that. I don't know, because regardless, the story has to be told. And you, I am not, you know, in charge of what parts of my story someone puts out, because it's a 24-hour show and you have to squeeze it into 1 hour for highlights. If you're not watching on TV, you watch what you can online, which is the most interesting parts. So if you were not able to see the other parts that were fun or chill, maybe they were not just that interesting.
I mean, this is not even about the people who are watching. I'm just saying in terms of the whole purpose of going on a show like this is people who tell you be yourself would really help you to, you know, survive in shows like this. But then you found situations where this is who I am, and then it's like it's too much.
Yeah, you do, there are, you know, a few, there are some cornices that you're like, huh, okay, but I was just
being myself,
you know. But it's part of it when you decide that you want to do this. And yes, you know, my mental health is a bit in shambles, but I did say, okay, here I'm signing. Let's go for the ride. Did the ride go the exact way I planned it to go? No, but I didn't really plan my ride. Some people planned their ride. Some people were prepared for their ride outside and inside the house. Some were on the inside. So it's a serious game, both in and out the house. And in all of it, I just realized that it was more important for me to be myself than to start to bend or behave or move in a manner just because, you know. And I got very far.
Further than the first time you did it.
Yeah, I got very far, almost to the end of the game. And then when I came out, obviously I was able to explain one or two things that maybe may have been misconstrued. And I have a lot of love now, but there's a lot of talk. This sensationalism is the part that... I've not been quite this sensational news-wise. And it was shocking to come out to find that I was trending every day. That was crazy. Wow, I didn't expect that. But yeah, it will come with its good and it will come with its bad.
So why did you decide to do it again?
I decided to go the second time because, one, I consider myself all-star material. Two, I don't feel like I got to tell my own story or start my own story. There were already stories that were developed the time I entered when I went in. So I was like, I want to do my own from beginning. I feel like I would go quite far if I started from the beginning, and I was right. Yeah.
I agree. I definitely feel like in the first time you went there, it wasn't enough time. And now people got to really know you and see you. Would you say that, you know, you made like lifelong friendships from this situation?
I would not. I don't know.
Yeah, I guess time
will tell. Actually, I've tweeted something silly towards you or negative towards you however many years ago. Even though within 2 years we were resolved, you know, it was important to me that I said to you, if I did that publicly, I have to apologize publicly. Mm-hmm. And I've done that any time that I can.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean things won't, you know, can't change.
Girl, who you think you think no, are going to change?
With us. I'm talking about the friendships that you're saying from in the house. So I don't know who is somebody who's my friend today could not be my friend tomorrow. But having said that, to me, friend is a very strong word. Friend, you have to be somebody I'm able to call when.
That's what I meant. Like, do you think you've made those sort of friendships in this situation? Because let me tell you, from an outsider's point of view, it feels like everyone who goes into this show, there's three parts. There's the show, which is the little part.
Mm-hmm.
There's the life outside the show,
mm-hmm.
which is a shade of gray.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's the reunion,
which is another thing.
Another thing. So it's like, you just keep going through it. You go through this, you're out of the house, you're like, okay, let me begin. And then it's like, you know, battles. This person said this. Why is everything so combative and so confrontational and so like...
I don't know. But one thing about
me... If you have an issue with someone, why can't you just pick up your phone and just be like, hey, I heard you said this in the interview. That's not cool. Why does it always have to be like...
Ideally, that would be the case.
Yeah. Because I know that you're very...
vocal, right? So ideally that would be the case. I had issues with one or two people that I have previous some kind of relationship with, right? And I didn't feel comfortable to confront them in the house because I would like to confront them freely. I would like to say what's on my mind. And from what, you know, we know my mouth is sharp. I have bad mouths. It's not very good. I'm going to try and curb it. But, you know, I would like to speak to my person freely, how I would speak to my person without any of it being taken
out of context
into something that could be detrimental or painful to them. And they should be able to do the same to me. When it was like somebody that I had like a healthy level of care about, it was difficult. You would see me literally struggling internally. I don't want to have the confrontation, please, not on camera, because if it goes left and I go there, there's no coming back from it. And that's not what I wanted. But I think just, like, there was a lot of egos. So a lot of people were trying to protect their pride and their egos. Are there some people that I see myself still talking to in years, God willing? Yes, absolutely. Are there people that I probably may never talk to until reunion? There has to be at least one somewhere, you know, to reunion. Will it shift again at reunion? I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
Do you feel like sometimes you wake up with anxiety just not knowing how things are going to go?
All the time.
That can't be easy.
No.
How are you handling it?
I just... I try and do things that are normal to me. I try and hang with my people that are not in the same space. So I go to their houses, I chill with them, I talk to my plants, I have my kids. So I usually have other things that keep me busy. But over time, the anxiety does reduce, but you have to practice. You have to do mental practices to work on that. And hopefully you have a good support system. But if you have people that are also triggering you,
yeah,
I don't know.
You know, there's one thing everyone says about you. People always say how much of a good mom you are, and how you raised and balanced your kids. I was in a conversation with someone actually, and they were like, "Her kids are literally well behaved."
Very.
And I know you've been on this journey by yourself, and it hasn't been quite, you know, the most
straightforward
journey. You know,
yeah.
How do you go through all of this and still be that mom to this
girl? I wish I knew. I don't know. So I get a lot of messages like, how do you do it? I don't know how I do it. I think God puts some people in place for me at the right time.
And then there are the people who will always support and love you. So I'm glad you mentioned this, actually. I remember calling you during one of my crises. And you just have to find your like-minded tribe, people mm-hmm. who can actually relate to what you are talking about, mm-hmm. what you are going through. You had a conversation with me. It was a very long one. I felt so much better.
I'm glad I could do that. Because, I think that for me, just even seeing you struggle with all these public opinions, I know you. And I know how tough it is. Mm-hmm. And I know that we're in an industry where it's eat or be eaten, literally.
Yeah.
You know, I want to get up from here and give you a hug so bad. Because I know that, girl...
But they're not going to eat me, though. That's the thing. I'll be hurting. I'll be injured. I'll be limping. I'll be crying. It's stressing me out. But I'm not. It's not me that you're ever going to get down.
It's nice to see that. I mean, you have that sort of attitude about it. Would you do this again? Would you go for this sort of show again?
I actually said that I would, but not on this. Like, now the only thing higher than this, sorry, or the only thing is if they decided to do a Big Brother global and invite, like... Two people from different countries.
Yeah.
That's probably the only way. Because it would be a new version of the experience. That's it. But right now I'm still dealing with what happened. What is
the biggest thing for you? If you looked at the entire season and your part to play, because you know, as much as you did your best and you had your good sides, you also had a bit of... There were quite a number of controversial things that happened in the Big Brother house.
Yes, there was quite
that involved you. First, the Ilebari throwing of clothes, how you got into that mix.
So now let me even clear this up, because as I was sitting there, I was literally like, ah, Biggie, why now? Biggie, what's happened?
Mm-hmm.
So I was already seated in the locker area.
Okay.
We had come in from a party, I guess, or something. I was drinking. I was sat next to Shay. Can't remember what he was saying to me at the time, but it was kind of funny. So if you actually watch the clip, I'm laughing with Shay before they even... So there was a conversation running prior to that. So did I know that there was some tension? Yes. Did I know exactly who, what, had which bone and why and how deep it went? No. So I'm sitting there with Shay, laughing or whatever, and EK is approaching, just looking weird. And if you actually listen to the clip, you hear me say, what happened? Why is EK angry? I'm still laughing. Then I see Budof, or like a suitcase goes down. I don't actually know whose suitcase it is.
Oh, really?
This was
you guys
week.
All just knew all your stuff.
This was week three or four. And we've all come in there. I think the person who had the least amount of suitcases came in with like three. Some of us have five. Every week we had to pack and put our excess away. I am all the way on one side of the locker.
Okay.
I don't know who is at the end per se. I know the people, but I don't know who's in which order. I know who's next to me. I know who's next to Shay. That's about it. So I didn't know. So I jumped up and I was like, I can see this is drama. He's not answering anybody. I don't know what this is about. Literally before the thing, I literally jumped over the box and ran in the room. I said, I don't want to be part of anything that's going on. I didn't know whose suitcase it was. Obviously, as time went on, I can identify the box. I had no idea that all of that was going on. So it wasn't like, this thing happened and we sat there and we got up and left. I got up and jumped and passed once I saw that this one is not responding. I'm too lit for this. And I'm not personally going to sit there and deal with that. There was another situation, I think maybe a few days before that or a week before that, where I had already stopped a situation with her already, you know. And we were not necessarily on good terms. So... It wasn't a thing of I knew that's what they wanted to do. I knew
but
that this was her stuff.
But how the people outside saw it is what I'm saying to you now.
Yes.
You came across as, you're supposed to be a girl's girl. Even if that person is not your person, nobody should trash anybody's belongings. You should be the one to be like, boy, are you crazy?
At that time, there was no trashing. There was box down. and then like hangers, and we're all stealing each other's hangers. We actually steal each other's hangers. So I knew, okay, you're doing something, but I don't know what you're doing. I don't want to be involved in it. I didn't know it was targeted towards Ile Baye. I didn't know what was in Ike's mind. He looked menacing. I asked him, what's up? I'm laughing over here with the gist of something else.
Someone else talking to
you. He's knocked a box over. I'm like, I want no parts. And I'm out. I did not see any of the rest of it at all. I did not know that it was her box. Having said that, when there has been a situation with her in trouble, I have been there to defend her. I have also been in direct confrontations with her as well. So it's like, I don't know. You can't really take any of these confrontations like that peak in that house. It was never violent. I use my words.
And your words sometimes.
No, but you, like, you know, rich. I don't know, say, now how the
thing. But even the way you guys used to exchange words sometimes. People used to literally call people's homes. You've also been in one of those ones where you are going at each other and it's just like, there's no limits. You know what I mean?
So I think what it is the dynamics of relationships that people need to understand. Like I said, the people that I had like something or a level of history of care or something, I generally had major issues having direct confrontations with them. The people I did have confrontations with are people that maybe I may have seen them. I'm okay. I may have even worked with you, but I don't know you like that. You don't know me like that. So
it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. I don't really, you know, I'm shooting to injure, am I not? The same way the person is shooting to injure. Except, again, like I said, I'm very good with my words. Had there been, like, someone else going toe-to-toe with me, like if I was went toe-to-toe with Shay, that would be bloody. We're very good with our words. So,
true.
My mouth was my weapon. I never was aggressive or physically violent towards anybody.
Were you ever tired of it all?
Of course.
While you were in the house?
Of course. Of course. There were a few times I was tired. But you sit in your tiredness. You say, oh, I'm tired. You roll on the ground. And then you get up. That's what I do.
On a previous show that I was on, I think I got to speak to like the finalist, you know. And Mercy talked about how you and her needed to have a conversation. And, you know, have you guys had the conversation yet?
We haven't had any conversation as of yet.
Both of you, I know you guys knew each other before.
Yes.
You got into the house.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? And,
yes,
you know, having to have that situation happen where, you know, it seemed like, well, she heard through Ibuka and you also were trying to protect what you guys shared before.
I understand that because I've sat on the couch and Ibuka has said a question or a comment that somehow affects me. So I get the feeling of the intensity in that moment, which is why I did not bulk into the bait. So I understood she was angry. I got that. But what I didn't like or what I wanted to clear up was that I am not getting up and running around with a parade for you. I have information.
You guys seem to have conversation. You've had the conversation on TV, right?
We had the conversation on TV, right? And I was like, this is how it happened. You know, and I just said, moving forward, I hope when we leave, nobody feeds into too much negativity. But I haven't watched all of her interviews. I do not wish her any ill. My hands are completely clear. My conscience is clear because she's aware of every positive and negative thing that I thought. So, yeah.
I feel like if you guys can sort it out, why not? Like, you guys are like, you know what I mean? Like, this is the thing with
but we're not under pressure to sort it. We're not guys like that. This is now.
I thought you guys were.
No. So I may see her like once or twice a year. And that's
in the house, then that's on both of you because you guys made it seem like
at a party or something. Truthfully. Prior to when I got in the house, I hadn't spoken to Fraud for about a year plus as well. Like, these are people that I don't speak regularly to. They're not in my regular circle.
Well, you made it seem as if, or both of you made it seem as if you guys were.
As in, like, I'm fond of, we have fan pages that are joint, like, we have stuff like that. And I am fond of her. She's a fun person. But are we close? Does she call me as a friend? Do I call her as a friend? Not really, at all, actually. It's only because of work. Oh, are we going down to the office? We're both brand ambassadors. Yeah, we're going. Okay. So-and-so's maybe had a birthday party. I run, you know, I'll even run into her. You know me. Mm. You know who my friends are, who you see me with regularly.
I don't know why I actually thought you guys were friends.
So the perception was off. So if the perception was actual and people were up to, like, aware of what... They're not actually close like that, which they should know, because I'm not... We snap. We like to do things. You don't see us in each other's snap. You don't see us in each other's shows. It's hardly so...
Different lives.
Yeah, so I was, like, quite intrigued when I came out to see something, because I was like, I literally just started... EK, I wasn't even speaking to for about 8 months. I just started speaking to him the day I came in. Mm. So I'm like, where's, you know, the entitlement? But it's
I feel like for the viewers, the entitlement probably came from both of you, because the way you both of you carried yourself on that show was like you guys were homies, which is why you now have people say things like you're talking about your friend behind your friend's
back.
Because there are people in the house that if you don't, if you are not close, even if you talk about them in the courtyard, hello. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? I don't owe you that much.
So we actually see ourselves literally once or twice a year. It's not just last year. It's the year before that and the year before that. If you are somebody who is up to date on our socials, you will also be able to confirm that we're actually not in each other's business or lives like that. So
what frustrates you the most about this whole process?
Currently, feeling like I can't really do exactly what I want the way I used to. I think I always had like a fair hold on what is going to be public and what isn't. But like some things, man. Yeah, she wearing this? Is she not wearing that? What's going on here? Is this... I'm like, bro, this one shocked me.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Down to like clothes and stuff?
Not necessarily clothes, but like maybe things that I've made comments about or things that, you know, had...
Also, visit you two, they tweet. You two, they make comments.
I can't make comments anymore now.
I know.
I can't.
But I mean, like, previous, maybe that's where they all have all these things from, because
I'm an opinionated lady.
You're opinionated. Yes. And then you like to share your opinions, which Twitter is for. It's just that the fans sometimes... I even thought what you would find most frustrating would be the fans of the show. You guys have some really crazy...
So I came out and I walked out to a huge fan base, which I don't think I've ever experienced before. I have not experienced before. And it was such a movement, and there are so many factions of them. And literally, like, I don't know... There's some things that will happen online. Like, you would just be humble. You would just sit down. You would off shoe. That's how intense some people took my matter on their head. So I do feel, you know, like this time around, because last time I would say I was not as responsible. I kind of just did what I wanted. I do feel like I carried a lot more people along on the journey. There's a lot more people invested in my story. There's a lot more people who still need me to inspire them, who still need me to stand for them. So it big past me now. Can they be frustrating? I don't think we've reached that point yet at all. But I would imagine, you know.
Do they get into fights with other fan bases?
Of course.
That's what I mean.
Of course. Every fan base gets into fights with other fan bases, though. Most of them do. And
so have you ever had to step in to be like, guys, don't do that, or don't fight that person, or don't attack this person?
I mean, I've had to try what I can try without, what's the word, without me being having anything to do with
them.
Yeah, but.
And the fact that they're writing for you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I absolutely love that they're writing for me. But, you know, like, Twitter is a very somehow place. You'll see some things you don't really like, you don't really appreciate, that are toxic, you know, and I can't be out here in these streets doing this, you know, so...
Well, if it boils down to it, would you?
I mean, I cannot be. That does not mean that in the past I have not, like you said, that you know, being the Twitter feed.
Yeah, but it wouldn't pass Twitter. You wouldn't be the kind of person that would run up on someone, would you?
No, ideally I would not.
Yeah, I thought so too.
Ideally I would not.
Are you sure?
Ideally I would not. No, because some things you see, man. Yeah. Like when people are like tweeting about like my children and stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm like...
This I think you got into an altercation with someone who also talked about your mother. Was that doing? Who talked about your motherhood? Or someone?
She didn't actually speak about my motherhood from what I understand now.
Okay.
From what I understand now, she didn't speak about my motherhood, but she made a reference about me mothering girls and what I would think. So I have an issue with you weaponizing my children in any way, shape, or form. If it's that maybe she had previously or somehow said something, oh, wow, I can see why you're really good at this. And I can see how you have kids because of this. I could say, okay, this is a balanced thing. But this person wanted to attack me where it would get me.
Mm.
Hence the mention, hence the weaponizing. So are you tactful and diplomatic enough not to say it in a way that the public is going to also come for you? Yes, but you wanted to touch me. Because my kids have nothing to do with anything.
Mm.
So there was no
need.
Did
that hurt you?
Before you could even put the T, I don't play about my kids. So even in the house intentionally, I don't speak about them so much because that's not what, it's a sensitive area. I don't want to be in tears that I'm not with them or I can't hear from them.
Mm.
I just deal with it how I can. So I'm learning that actually things I really care about, I'm actually very quiet on.
And you guard as well.
I guard heavily.
That you care about.
What's
the best part of motherhood for you?
The best part is that they can't go anywhere and they have to love me as I am. But just seeing that, I don't know, like the human brain is growing. So my kids are quite advanced for their age. They're very expressive. They know what they want. And it's lovely to see them grow.
Mm.
It's also scary to see them grow. Sure. I do think I want another one.
You do?
Yeah.
Wow.
I do.
You must love children.
Just one. Okay. I just want one more.
Oh, you wouldn't have three kids?
I don't mind.
That's someone who loves kids. I think I just want
maybe
one.
Maybe I love kids. you would then think of the one and then you would come out with two. So that's how it happens.
Play with your sibling, your kids,
yeah,
right?
I do want one more. I probably will have one more. I don't know whether it will be biological. Completely, but I would like.
You'd like
one
to
more.
Definitely have yes. that to your pack.
Yes, I would.
Yeah. So, what's the hardest part about being a single mom?
Let me think. The times you're away.
Must be.
Even if you're having fun, you feel guilty.
They always say that.
Yeah, you feel guilty, and then I do worry about. What else do I need to do? What else do I need to give you? Because they're growing. Like, they have different needs. Like, it's not just, oh, mommy, I want this toy now. It's like, I want to do this. I would like to go to this place. I've read about it in this book that you bought for me. So I want to... So they're quite inquisitive. Yeah. So I just always hope that I can meet up. Oh, yes. I do meet up all the time and then some. But for some reason, I'm just always like...
Yeah, you live in constant. I think that's one of the reasons why, as a person, I've also struggled with wanting to start my own family because I've always been afraid of being responsible for
you would make
another
a great
life
mom.
And just feeling like, would I screw this up?
No, you would make a great mom. You would be an obsessed mom if you have one.
That.
Oh my God, Toke, you would be. The way you treat your dog, you would be obsessed.
Mm.
You need like two so that you can like be
one.
Balanced.
You know, I need one.
No, because that child
would
be so spoiled.
I can travel like busy. I can't like I
oh,
don't
you
know.
Need to. You need to.
You know, when I because I remember us back in the days when we started out and we used to like talk about, you know, what we
families
wanted about,
and what we wanted.
What we wanted about career and all of that. And looking at you now, I'm super proud of, you know, the fact that life has kicked you a couple of times, but you've...
I know.
I think I'm strong, but I look
at
it and it's like... Girl.
You are.
You are like...
I'm very proud of you, too.
Thank you.
Because I remember some of the advice that you gave me, and I'm like, talking to what she was talking that time. If only, But yeah. I'm glad to see you doing your thing everywhere.
You too.
That's huge. Well. That's important.
Because it's like you took a little break to sort the mommy thing out. You came back to this business and literally almost had to start from scratch.
Yeah.
And you've not looked back since you put your hand on the plow. And it's such a beautiful thing to see, regardless of, you know, the fact that there's a lot of shit that comes from what we do. But I hope that in your silent moments, even with all that's going on with your mental health, you have those moments where you're proud of yourself, because you should be.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So let's talk about love, because you know that boy and you got me stressed on that show. Like, girl, I wasn't a believer of this shit first to start with. In the beginning, I thought, why? You know, Benita is not going to go out look for love. I beg. It's not real. But at some point, I became a believer and a fan. I was like, Danita. I used to be one of those annoying people.
Kill me, my God.
Yeah, and then... what the hell happened with the... like, girl, can we fix this? First to start with, can we... a selfish part of me love the two of you together. Let me tell you what I love the most. The day you were arguing with someone and he lifts you up and takes you and drops you in the room, I was just like, who am I going to fight with? Who is going to come and carry me right now? Wahala. You know, but it was very beautiful to see you. See that side of you.
That's a sign nobody sees.
We all saw it.
Yeah, but in real life, like, people don't see.
What do you mean? We all watched both of you.
I know you watched both of us. I'm saying in my real life, in real world, you know.
I know you're a lover girl.
But
yeah.
But as in, like, you don't see it either.
Yeah. I don't see you.
I think there's only like one or two where you're like, really?
Yeah.
And then I'm like,
and you're like, nigger again. You're like, yeah.
Yes. So it's. That was interesting. That's been very weird to deal with coming out.
Do you think like outside got made it worse? When it was just two of you in that bubble, do you feel like it was so much better?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? When it was just both of you, like, you got to know this person.
Yeah.
Well, in the house, were there people that also had like...
I think we're post-show, right? So, you know, there's a lot that is happening that people don't know about.
Okay.
And I don't have all the pieces to the big general picture. I'm literally taking each day as it comes and focusing on the love and the positivity. And of course, looking for work, because obviously unemployed for a couple of months, you gotta go find the work. Like, I don't regret the experience, but I still trying to understand what's going on. The dust has not settled. Yeah,
and that's fair.
Yeah,
That's fair.
The dust hasn't settled, and I'm grown. I wouldn't like anything to be negative, no matter what the situation is. So literally, I'm just like, okay, you know.
Would you date that publicly? Because I am hearing a lot of hesitation, and I'm wondering if you guys even got together. Like, is this something you can handle in the public sphere?
I have never been in this space before.
I know.
And it is very uncomfortable for me to literally have my chest play out and then it's still out and still, you know, kind of, I don't know. I don't know. I've never actually publicly come out and been like, yes, I'm dating somebody. You know, you'll just see maybe one or two small things if I feel the need to do that at all. I'm very used to not, you wouldn't know who I'm on to, you know, dinner with, what we're doing or where did we go. You won't know any of that. So I think while I was in the house, I really kind of like really just let go of awareness of maybe like, okay, everybody is, I know everybody's watching.
Was it about the person? Was it something about him that made you just let go?
In the house?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think it was, I mean, of course he has, you know, characteristics that definitely drew me to him. But with a little bit of encouragement, and I feel like I'm always closed off, stagnant, you know, this whole, I'm going out to dinner once or twice a year is really bad, you know? And even apart from, like, I wanted to connect with the person. So I was open to the energy, definitely.
It was definitely beautiful to watch, however. And if nothing happens
from it,
you know, as long as you don't look at it and regret it, I think it's one of those things where you found yourself in that space and you made good use of everything that came your way. I know. I feel like there's a lot you're holding back on. Girl.
And I
feel like it also comes from not knowing what the other person would also say in another interview. And it's just like, I just don't want to fit into all of this because I don't want to say
this. When
you
come out, so there are so many people that are invested in your journey. And then you have people, there are some people who are not invested in your journey, just invested in the journey of the duo. And that's like another layer on top. And if you are my girl, which you are, and I call you and I say, hey, T, this situation is happening. Tell me what you think. You're going to advise me as best as you can for me because you care about me. You may not necessarily know any other party involved, what the situation is, but you're going to advise for me. If I do something a little bit contrary to what you have advised, you might be a little bit annoyed because why did you come and ask me for advice? Do you understand? If there's a little hiccup there, you might be more annoyed. Whatever it is, you're vested for me, not considering the other person and the whole bigger picture. So I think when you come out and then you have, you know, he has quite a big fan base. I have a very huge fan base now, you know, and everybody has what they want to say in your interests. They have what they want to say in your interest. Okay, fine. That's social media. But then you have your loved ones who watched from a biased point of view. No matter how diplomatic they try to come across, they want your best interest. They're going to protect you. And I would imagine it's the same on the other side. So that can do, have a lot of effect on things. So you just need to, as an individual, decide, okay, I'm going to block all of this out and I want to carry this along, or I want to drop it and all of this is getting to me. But even then, it's not straightforward. If you are communicating, that's great. You can say, hey, saw this on social media. It bothered me. You know, care to explain?
Yeah, but why don't we like to simplify things? This is, we're grown.
If, yeah.
Why? What is stopping the communication? Why can't we just simplify things? This is your person, like regardless of all the noise.
Maybe it's just gray.
There are shades of gray. I get it. You see why I'm not
shades
dating?
Of gray. But to be honest, I did ask. I did ask the. I think I asked the right questions, and I have not watched the dinner date.
Well, yeah, everyone talked about this breakfast.
I have not watched it intentionally because I don't want to see it. I was there, so I know what I was thinking and what I was feeling. I don't want to see how it came across, if you get what I mean.
Well, when I spoke to, because he was one of the people that I spoke to, for those who don't live in Nigeria, of course, you need to catch up. This is obviously Venita from, you know, the All-Star season. I just remember that we do have people that are watching from Kenya. Okay. But they also watch the All-Stars, so they probably know what I'm talking about. When he was interviewed, he did say that you guys had not been, you know, he had gotten to a point where he would ask if you guys are cool and you just were not, you wasn't responding to him. So what we saw was not what really happened. In his defense, it was a case that he would ask you, are you okay? Or are you doing this? Or let's do this date, or let's do it. And then you just was not responding.
When was this?
This was the last, on also, he came on the last show. I did speak to him about it.
You mean outside the house?
Yes.
So I think here's another.
He said it wasn't what we saw that looked like it. He didn't. There was no breakfast that was.
So he was saying the questions were asked inside or asked
no,
outside?
No, so when I asked about this whole breakfast situation where he broke up with you on national TV or whatever, he says that never happened.
Yeah,
he
that says, didn't happen.
He says
like
that you guys were just not, he was asking you. And then you had him so confused because he would ask you, are you okay? What can I do? And you just wouldn't respond. And like, he didn't know what to do.
No. So he did come and check. Oh, hey, are you okay? And I was like, I'm annoyed with you kind of thing. And that was it. It wasn't a thing of I turned around and yelled at him. I literally was like, I'm not talking to you.
He did say what you just said now, but he didn't know how to handle it because it's like you weren't speaking to him.
He asked once.
So was he supposed to ask 10 times, busy baby?
No, but I thought this is all in the space of one day. Like, so is this like...
Yeah.
He asked, and then we did a task. I think we failed the wager. We just failed the wager, and then we had 10 minutes to get ready for dinner. I'm like, what? So I was already like on... irritated, stressed out, rushing. I wanted to be pretty. I wanted to be cute. I was looking forward to the dinner. I didn't think we would... have the dinner when we're not, you know, smiling with each other. And it was week nine. It was week nine, the end of week nine. The next day was eviction.
So the tension
I believe we were
there.
Both up, I think, or at least I know I was up. Somebody is quite likely to go. Mm. This is the highest chance ever. And I wanted to get some, you know, affirmation or some kind of
reassurance.
So that was where I was going with it. But, you know, as we're now post-show, I don't think that's what was understood. I think some things that I said or what I'm realizing is some things that I've said, again, have been misconstrued a certain way. I just wish that it was communicated to me so I could effectively correct what needed to be corrected.
It's never too late. That's what I always say about every situation. Regardless, when the dust settles, you guys can see yourself again and maybe you guys can have that conversation and who knows. And if that's not the person, they'll always, you are love and light. You're definitely, you know, very, very, very deserving of the love that you give to others. So I definitely think
Thank
that
you.
You deserve to be happy. You know, so regardless, you know, if is the question now should be, I guess you're talking about the dust settling, all of that, but is that even someone that you would even want in your life in the first place? Do you guys have similar, like, is you see that situation and think I can be with this person for a while?
I don't really tend to get involved with situations that I'm not trying to be involved in for
a
while.
Because
I'm not 21. I'm not necessarily looking for... I don't know how to explain an overnight wedding or that kind of thing. I want to take my time. And, you know, as we know, you can get married, but what marriage entails and what it takes to keep it is a whole nother thing. So, I mean, for me to walk down an aisle, I don't know what kind of things you need to give to me.
Jesus needs to come and tell you, or, sis, you need to move.
You know, but... Actually, having said that, if I'm in love with the right person and they love me back, why not? You know, at least I have, you know, more experience now. So I know that takes more to go into it. But I don't know everything about him. We were in, it's not enough time to get to know anybody. But in terms of characteristics for somebody that I've, definitely. He's an amazing person.
Oh, that's sweet to hear.
Yeah, he's an amazing person. I would never take that away from him. There's more to it
than that, of course,
if you want to go forward into more serious turf, but he absolutely has all the qualities. He was raised very well. His mom did a good job.
Oh, I love hearing that. That's nice. So what's next for you, girl, coming out and heading back set, more acting? Most definitely.
I mean, yes, we're back on set. So end of the month.
Do you feel like you need some time to detox from all of this before you throw
I need to
back?
Go away.
Yeah.
And switch off.
Can you do that though? Do you think you can?
Yes and no.
Are you one of those people that will say I can and then you're like...
Yes and no. Yeah. My switch off, I have to check on the kids. So that switching on is going to happen.
Do you know what I want? One of those travel companies needs to literally just get you and this boy to go to Zanzibar, one of those fun places where there are no fans, there's no interviews. There's no chit-chatting. It's just both of you and deep blue water.
That sounds scary.
You think he will drown you?
No.
You be mommy water. Why you didn't fear? You didn't fear?
It just, I'd be confronting a lot.
Girl, we need to let go of this masculine energy that we've had. Things that we've
not,
been
this
through.
This one is not even a masculine. I don't know what it is, but like... If it's you see the way the stuff. Circus is going round.
Listen, that's the best way to confront stuff. Where it is, we're going to work this shit out.
A non-confrontational person?
No, 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 no. He's going to have to talk. Guess what? It's only water you put in front of you. There's no phones. There's nothing. After a while, you have to talk to yourselves. If you avoid yourself for the first night, second night, you'll be like, your hair is nice. You look nice. Third night is like, okay, so let's talk.
No, it's crazy too. Honestly, you literally are nearby... And it's an issue. You're away and it's
That's
an
why
issue.
I said no phones.
I probably would like panic shut down. There's so much pain attached to this
stuff. Yeah, but that could be a result of your trauma. And girl,
yeah,
we have to fix that. Because we're not going to be projecting that. You know, you're a beautiful person. I said I was talking to someone. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
I'm just even telling you because I like to give people their flowers. And the person just said to me, Vanessa is an amazing mother.
That's so sweet.
She raised those girls. Her kids say thank you. Her kids, like, forget what you see. Once she looks at them, they know exactly what she's thinking. In this generation, I was like, really? They're like, you don't even know. She's not what you see on this girl. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. And it's not that, but it's not someone you think is.
Yeah, I mean, I know how to keep her home.
So I'm saying that
I hold a high
and I know
standard.
That you've been
yeah.
through a lot.
Yeah.
I know a lot that you haven't even spoken about. Mm-hmm. Because obviously to keep the peace for the home and for the girls not to see certain things.
Yeah.
I know that journey. I know it's more difficult when there are kids involved. Divorce, regardless, is the hardest road. I tell people it's like
it's horrible.
Death. It's horrible.
And it lasts a long time. It's
yes.
not quick.
Yeah, so I know that you've been through a lot, but girl, I'm not ashamed to say that I had to go to therapy to fully get my shit together. And in therapy, I think one of the hardest, I'm going to take off my glasses to say this to you, one of the hardest things that happened is weeks and weeks and weeks, my therapist will hear me come and talk and talk and talk. Mm-hmm. And one day my therapist asked me, what did you do?
Yeah.
And that was the hardest question because I went from thinking I was done wrong by, I was done, da, 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 to now having to look inside myself to say, what are the things that I did? And when I articulated them, I could give myself the grace to be like, you know what? That person did the ultimate shit to me, but they also deserve some grace.
Okay.
So we need to get this shit together because it might not be about this boy, but you deserve to fall in love again. You deserve to have a man love you, girl.
Don't cry.
You deserve it, okay? So, yeah. We gonna have to work this shit out. And it's not about any other person. It doesn't matter what the noise is. You're too close, too far. Girl.
My dear.
Love shouldn't terrify you.
I don't know.
It shouldn't make you scared.
It scares me.
I know, girl. I didn't mean to. Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. You know what? You deserve it. Like, we're not defined by the things that we've gone through, girl.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? Unfortunately, things happen to us, but we're not those people. And every day you get it, it's a day to literally, like, rewrite this.
It's just stressful.
I know, girl.
Yeah.
Let's drink some water. I know.
Oh, sorry. It's just stressful. Yeah. But we'll be fine. I have a lot of unconditional love from a lot of people. And of course, my support system is through the roof. So I feel bad
for... Who takes care of you when you take care of every other person?
I take care of me.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
But sometimes you get tired.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Then you sit down and be a slob for a week.
Do you know what's so weird? Every time we talk to each other on camera, we cry. The first time this happened to us, didn't it?
Yeah. All my little life crises, you end up having a leg like, hey, here's a note. Keep it for the book. But no, I appreciate your comments about love, but it is scary.
I know.
Very. And it is super scary now that I've come outside and there's so many opinions. Yeah.
And as your girl, I have to be able to mirror yourself to you. Yeah. I'm not absorbing this man of all his guilt. I don't even know him. I'm not losing was my own. Yeah, you guys were a cute couple, but I feel like he may not be able to understand your trauma because you don't let him in.
No, I explained.
Girl, you can explain, but you just said you shut down.
No, I explained.
You
I
shut
made it
down
clear.
if you were on island with this person.
Because that's now.
Yeah.
That's now.
Yeah.
If we left straight from the house to an island, probably not. Now I have major anxiety just even being in the same picture frame because I don't want issues for him. I don't want issues for me either. And I really am focused on my work.
Mm.
I really do not post my private life in real life. So I'm not used to this. It is a very uncomfortable space.
Mm.
Will I navigate and conquer in the end? Absolutely. I'm Vanita. Yeah. I absolutely must come out and conquer in the end. But it's not easy. And if you told me to go on a private island right now to resolve these issues, I don't know. I don't know. I'm afraid because you know, I am quite expressive as well. I would like to feel free. I wouldn't like to feel like
it's okay. It's just I'm talking to both of you there if that happens.
So. I wouldn't like to feel like I'm talking to myself.
Mm.
I wouldn't like to feel like I'm not being heard.
Do you think that the biggest thing that scares people like us from where we're coming from is having the courage to let somebody else in and then they fuck up again?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like.
And then sometimes when it happens behind closed doors, you can't even deal with it. When it happens like on TV, everywhere.
I swear to God, it's like, it's like it's catch 22. Like, I mean, if you asked me this question maybe 2 days ago, I might have had a different answer. Today, this is my answer. Tomorrow, another 2 days, I might feel like, hey, I just want to run away. But at the same time, to be very honest, as a woman, you don't really, you want to stand and stand strong. You don't really want to be on shaky turf, especially somebody like me. I'm a heavy woman. I carry a lot of weight. You know, I have been in the industry for some time and I am quite exposed and, you know, traveled and cultured. So there's going to be people that, you know, at least from what I even saw watching back, there was a lot of people who just had issues with the way we carried each other and respected ourselves above everybody else. People were like, oh, they think that, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, oh, fine. But secretly, everybody wants to have somebody that protects them to that capacity. We've all come out. We are all very vulnerable. I didn't even get to breathe. The week I was out doing media rounds, I think there was a letter to me for Lipton iced tea. And then everybody's asking if I'm going to come to the party because I didn't come for the finale party for my season. There was a lot of pressure from outside. I'm doing my interviews. I don't go home. I go straight back into the house. 7 days or 6 days after I come out, I can't say anything much, you know, and then they're there. And they have to deal with this. And everybody is anticipating this moment. So I have not had a chance to breathe. And then, you know, the top six come out. Then they all have their interviews. Lots of questions about Vanita is going around. I have to deal with that wherever I am while I'm trying to normalize. And then they have the time off. And then do I get to rest? No, I got to go. I look for work because I'm the person who is bringing the bread home. So it's in shambles. I need to definitely take a break.
Yeah. And I hope you do get to take that break anytime soon. You know, I'm sure, I was just ask you, is there a part of you that misses that cocoon of having someone to cover you as? Because just watching you say, protect you and all of that. Yeah. Must be tough. But girl, you got your sisters, you got your friends. You know you can always hit me up.
Anytime. I know.
You know.
I know.
It's important for us to do this sit down because I could almost hear your silence. It was so loud.
It's very loud.
It was.
Yeah.
It was. And you know, I know that no one's perfect. You know, along the line, people are always quick to hold people's past up and say she was this, she was this, she was that. But people don't know.
They don't even have anything to hold it to. Yeah, really, because it's mostly superficial and it's mostly presumptuous. One random thing. I know you didn't ask me this, but I wanted to point out. Don't know why I needed to point this out.
No, but
before I left, I wrote notes in the wardrobe for some, not everyone, some of the housemates.
Yeah.
I didn't get to finish writing all my notes.
So do you want to share how you feel?
No, I will not share. But the note I would have written, because I was trying to do like a, what's the name of that, the type of poem that's like two lines. It's like there's a Japanese name for it. I was trying to like write like a haiku, that's it. Haiku that I felt would really hit. So Cross was actually upset that he did not get one. But in my defense, I have moved Cross's items, personal items, to another wardrobe previous to that, and he didn't like it, and his wardrobe is quite full. So I didn't want to move something right in the marker and then it's rubbed on. So yes, he knows this now, but I just have to put that out there.
Just in case you watch this, Cross, she just told you it wasn't intentional.
And also, Dex didn't get a haiku.
He was that intentional?
No, he was present when I was doing the other haikus.
Okay.
And he's the closest person in the house in that experience to me. So I think he understood what I was doing straight away, but he was present. When I wrote my haikus, most of the people were not present. So I actually was hoping he would leave so that I could write one, but I never got around to it.
You going to write it still? Maybe you should. Or are you going to say it? You might want
I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
I'm not going to say it. I might write it on the night that I've had emptied a bottle of champagne.
Girl. Aren't they the best? The next morning when you wake up, you...
But, you know, and if I have housemates to back this up, because I remember, I think it was Angel, or it was at the CC camera. Someone else was like, oh, you're not going to write. And I was like, all right, but I'm waiting for him to go.
Do you love this boy?
I was actually waiting for him to go before I write the haiku.
Do you love this boy?
I don't understand.
Because I have to know.
Love is a very strong word. I don't use it lightly.
Okay.
Yes. I love my kids. I love my mom.
There are different types of love.
There are different types.
I wasn't talking about those ones.
There are different types of love, but love is a strong word for me. I know we use it very loosely here in Nigeria, very callously we do. But if I say I love you,
you definitely take that shit.
Yeah, it's deep. It's deep, definitely.
Anyway, I'm hoping that this journey turns into something so beautiful for you, because I know that's the only reason why you even went back on going into this house and whatever. The mental stress is crazy, but you're handling it better than, you know.
I mean, on the surface, but it doesn't mean that inside is not a whole bunch of, you know, there's so many things. Like this whole, something happened today as well, which is in the media, which is, I think somebody's peddling this betrayal, whichever card. And I'm like, how? It doesn't make any sense. I never deceived anybody.
Okay.
In the show. I never was deceptive to anybody. I wasn't sneaky about my plans. If I didn't want you to know my plans, I just wouldn't say. I never lied outrightly and said, oh, hey, this is, you know, snow. And it's not snow. It's really fire. So I had people lie to me more than once to my face. It's the show I've chosen, and I didn't think I would be able to, but I've chosen to release it to that experience. I actually held on to it quite deeply the time I was there, and I didn't think that when I came out, I would be able to release it, but I released it to that experience. So I don't wish anybody ill. I wish everybody success in their chosen fields, whichever. And I pray that they continue to excel, because I'm definitely focused on that for myself. I don't have any bad mind for anybody.
Your reunion is definitely going to be one for the books.
I mean, definitely. I hope that we resolve more than we actually, you know, destroy.
Yeah.
To be honest, I'm open to hearing whoever wants to have a conversation with me up, because it may be important for them. It may be part of their healing. If I have another housemate who is relevant to part of my healing, not that it's dependent, but I would like them to be open to speaking to me. So I'm genuinely keeping an open mind. And a lot can happen between now and when that reunion occurs.
I'm happy that you're keeping an open mind and you're open to,
yes, I do,
to resolving issues with anyone who,
I do, I will, like, you know, I was talked about quite a lot, so you know, if you want to come and talk to me about it, that would be nice. But if you don't want to, that's okay too, because you know, most of them are not in my daily or regular circle at all, like not even my bi-monthly, not even my bi-annually circle, but I would appreciate that and I can respect that. So definitely, I would, you know, be open to that.
Does it offend you when they're making their media rounds and they make comments about you?
I think initially, I did catch some emotional flack from it. I did feel a little bit bad from one or two things, or it wasn't quite how it was said. But at the same time, I came out. I didn't have all the information. I have my own perspective, the same way A, B, or C is going to have their perspective. Some people are going to be more honest than others. I'm ready for the fact that not everybody is as honest or as transparent as me as well. Each to their own. Like, we are all part of an all-star story.
It was all-star, so it was definitely going to be this boom, you know. And I think
it was going to be
for someone who's, who from your season and now, you definitely left, you were talked about, the people who literally, if you're going to talk about All-Stars, you always talk about, you, your name would be in there.
Yeah.
So that's, that should be one of the things that you achieved, good or bad. And, you know, a story is a story.
A story is a story. And I did things Vanita's way, you know. It was just so funny. Like, even we went to the presentation not too long ago, WOW event, and Baye was holding on to me and she was like, she was looking uncomfortable. We went to the bathroom and she was like, I wish they showed more moments of this for you. And I appreciated that because I don't think they showed all her best moments either. And she had great ones, you know. But you can't pick and choose. You just got to roll with it. But work-wise, definitely getting stuck in. I am like in limbo waiting for the calendar to cement itself and then I can put in my much needed breaks. I hope to go away before the end of the month.
I hope you get to do that as well.
And yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way that I will go that I will not shout now. So let me go.
And just have a good
go
time.
Where the good shouting and the good love is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Stay where you're being watered. This has been really, really, I hope you feel like you've got to release something from us sitting down together.
I feel like I have, but I'm also scared of what I may have released because we're going to hear about it online.
Yeah, but the truth of the matter is, you know what I tell people when it comes to that is either you do, you'll be judged. Either you don't, you'll be judged.
So yeah.
The key is just to just keep it moving and just be like, yeah, whatever. I spoke my truth and that's what it is.
Yeah.
Because literally, if you don't, you will still be, there'll be somebody who, they will still come and find you on your door. While you're staying away from it, it's still going to be there.
I left a party, if you see the narratives that came up, I literally was like, what?
Yeah. My only advice to that is you have to shut it down. You have to not just, you literally have to not do it. If you've got Google Alerts, delete it now.
I don't even think that thing works anymore.
So
for
just you have to get to the point where anything you see, skip. Because listen, nothing good is going to come out of it. Once you tell yourself that 10 times a day, you now resist the urge. Nothing good is going to come out of
it. I think the mistake I made when I came out is I wish maybe somebody was with me all the time. As much as people were around me, I did have times where I probably was delving into what I shouldn't.
Yeah. Because you have to pull yourself out of that hole. Or else, listen, the strength you want to face work, you wouldn't do it.
Oh, no. This is work, leave and for me. I know they play with work. Everybody. Yes.
No, but I'm saying that if it continues at that tragedy where this now becomes your obsession.
No. We're not going through an aspiral. We're not doing that at all.
It doesn't matter. So nothing is going to move. Next.
Yeah.
So regardless of how they chop this up and make it into whatever, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm focused on the work. But this is probably the most like naked thing interview that I've done.
It's okay to be naked. It's okay to be vulnerable. it doesn't matter if people decide to misconstrue. Like, I live my life based on focusing on my truth. I don't give a... You know, I actually don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Because guess what?
I usually don't either. But jeez, what? It's a lot.
Let me tell you what I think is going on with you. It's because of the relationship angle. If there was no relationship angle, you're not the kind of girl who will buckle if anybody wants to sit down on Al Jazeera.
No, I'm not. Say, yeah, you're say, right, actually.
So this relationship thing, it just hook you in a way. I beg, unfuck yourself from this nonsense. What's in there do you?
Oh, my dear.
Unfuck yourself from this
I'm literally
shit now.
Just chilling and keeping quiet. But it's...
No, your voice is one of the biggest things about you.
You know why I say I don't want to open my talk? Because if I open my talk, hello.
Why do you care? Okay, what's in the one talk where you go pay and you pass, right? Now where they never talk before.
It's true, Sha.
Hey. My sister, I better go and drink
no,
your champagne.
No, but they're not my problem. Like, it just is like...
Why do they think about that person? Then think about you like that. What's in your...
My dear, I'm just trying to be like, okay, we're outside now.
These always
want to
say love does to people.
No. You're going specifically in love direction. We're outside now. How like some just people stay. Are doing in the house is very different to how they're doing
but,
out of
but
the
then
house.
That's always been the case, though. Like, I feel like there
were
people...
No, the flip
let me just,
is
I feel
wild.
Like, I feel like there were people that even when you got into the house that you know from the other, they were different even in the house. Then how can you not expect them to be the same outside of the house? Everybody's trying to get theirs. No one's going to be there waiting for to see what kind things you say so they can say something kind
no,
back to
I
you.
I understand that, but like, I can't be the only person who was like being herself, yo. Like, I don't believe that. There was some level of authenticity for other people as well, but this, I don't know what's going on. I'm just like, when we come out, I'm like,
you're shocked.
What's going on? Who's talking? Who said what to play? What video about who's not talking to who to unfollow? What? I'm like, yeah. Okay.
Mm.
I'm actually the most
removed from it.
But it's also like a little bit like, oh, because then when I do want to like, hey, someone else that can relate, I don't really want to call anybody because
what
right
do?
Now.
Call them. Don't do that.
Everybody is injured and healing, child. Everybody at some capacity. So, bruh. I'm just going to flutter back to my nest where it's comfortable. See my friend here, my sunki, my dad's, my normal life. And then like, hopefully my thing will adjust. Yeah. And then when it balances out, I'm like, okay, now I can address anybody if they want to be addressed. But as of right now, I don't know. Like that transition, honestly, I've been finding it quite difficult. And because I am more isolated from the others. Despite what anybody thinks, I do not have a close relationship with absolutely everybody there at all. But I probably do have, I'm probably the most connected to housemate. But they're not my dailies. I have my regular daily circle, my family circle, my work circle. And I'm just trying to normalize. Yeah, because I like to work. I like to keep busy. When I'm busy, I don't have time to be thinking about what, you know, Bob124 said that, you know, about my shoes or whatever. Ain't got time for it.
And I feel like time will take care of itself.
Yeah.
You definitely will.
It should take care of me too.
Girl.
And my bank account.
Let's hope that happens.
Quickly.
Well,
you
thank
know?
You so much for being so gracious.
Thank you for
about
having
this
me.
And for letting off. I hope you do feel lighter.
I do feel lighter and I didn't really cry that much. I tried to
save the tear from also tumbling down my face.
You saved it. It didn't tumble.
I did. I tried.
Did I save? No, I didn't save it.
I think I lost like two. I have a deep connection and respect for women who've walked through the fire and who can somehow
And you
stand.
Are very aware of some parts of my journey. Yeah. Like, you know.
Who can stand still and just be like, I'm still here. It's
I'm
a
we do. That's what I said. You might beat me, throw stones at me. I might be injured, but you're not going to kill me. You
you're
die
not gonna
first.
Take me down.
You go down before I do.
But I mean, I can't wait to see how amazing this, you know, whatever. Because it's always darkest before morning. So when morning comes and everything's, you know, happening for you, I hope you do remember that, you know, you are special and you're awesome. And you're not
I think I kind of might be special now.
Well, you probably are. You got this huge fan base now, so they got you.
I mean, they're
gonna be fighting all your battles. Like
I love them to pieces. It's the letters. It's the letters and the descriptions. It's the letters that I get. Like, cause they know I'm into words, so they send me cards. They send me letters, and even to like know that you've impacted so much is it's like overwhelming. Like I feel responsible for carrying the stories of people who have not been able to tell their own. And they are very generous. My fan base is always spoiling me, gifting me, here, go to the spa, sending stuff for the kids and whichever.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
They don't let me feel down at all.
That's amazing.
They
shout
don't let
the
me.
Fan base.
If I'm too quiet, they're like, hey, where are you? Yeah. You haven't said anything to us. You disappeared again. And I'm like, oh, I just want to get it right and get a nice picture for you guys. Or wait. And they're like, where are you? We just hi. Just something. Just breathe.
Hi. That's nice.
Yeah. I have wonderful unicorns who check in
that's
on me.
That's amazing. I feel like at least that's one of the good things that came out of this.
It's really fantastic.
All right, my love. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
And guys, reality versus real life. Yeah, you can see Benita in all of her glory. Make sure you're tuning on the next episode of Toke Moment. My name is Toke Makinwa. Chat with you on the next episode, guys.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.